At my parents' house, there is this little mad scientist library that is down in their basement that my girls love because it's a space where imagination and wonder and mystery can just run wild. So they can add different pieces to different parts to these things, and it's close enough to the sink and to a trash can that if everything else goes, they can just swoop it into the trash and say, well, we get to try again next time. And I was fascinated by watching them play and their ability to just try and be caught up in the wonder of the laboratory. And so this summer, we're going to invite you into a different kind of laboratory, but one that explores the wonder and the mystery of letting God into our entire world and just experimenting and seeing what life is lived like differently because we are letting God into each and every part of our lives. Because I gotta tell you, watching my girls do their thing in that laboratory is fascinating. One of the things that I noticed is that not once did they get distracted or caught off guard, even though there were more experiments to be had. They never once thought that the residue of what once was it. But when their hands got messy, they would wash it off, or when their hands got messy, it was all good because they still had this ball to play with. They never showed me their hands and said, look, it's slime. And were confused that the glitter that's still on their hands was the real prize. In fact, that's sometimes though what we do with our faith, with our lives, is that we see where God once was, or we try to do these things and we settle for a poor reflection, almost like the allegory of the cave, where we get confused that the shadows on the wall, we all of a sudden, in some way, shape, or form, believe is it. And we settle for that. And there are so many different ways to realize that can happen so easily. And yet our scripture points us to the fact that Jesus is saying that there is going to be a guide and an advocate that comes after me, one who is on that path with you through all of life's ups and downs, tips and turns, that there is going to be a part of God who is here and with you in a special way. And what happens sometimes is that we settle for the residue or the shadows of God or where God has been and think that that's it. And the bigness of God turns out to be able to be put into a very small box or silo or hour on Sunday morning or 15 minutes before you race out the door or get your kids ready for school, that we don't let God pervade and kind of ooze into the rest of our lives. And sometimes that happens because the residue's all that we know. Almost like if you're on a hike and you find a feather, and after a while, that feather just becomes the representation of what a bird is in all of its glory. Well, that feather doesn't fly. And there's so much more to the creature where that feather came from than what you would know. Other times, we try to so control what is going on that we squeeze all of the Holy Spirit and the mystery and the wonder and the possibility for God to work out of that area of our life that we're only left with, a residue that is left to our own devices. And we miss out. And there are other times where we just don't know, where we haven't experienced, or we can't even imagine that God would be with us in the brokenness or in our hardship. And so there are times and places where we are called back to our faith lab in a way that allows us to explore and encounter God in a way that gets our hands messy, not with just the residue of where God has been, But if this guide, this Holy Spirit, this holy wonder is working and moving in our lives, then we are called to be people who recognize that a guide cannot be in front of you and you can only track them based on the footprints or the trail or the fallen feathers that are left behind. And a guide can't guide from behind as an afterthought. And so as we think about what our summer looks like together, as we think about God in everything, I would encourage you, I would pray that you might make a commitment today to enter into that lab, to find and explore and not settle for just the what is left over of God after God has passed through a space, but rather journey with God in a way that allows God to be in, among, and through all parts and areas of your life. Throughout the summer, we're going to hear about how God is in our identity. God is even in our rest and our hobbies, how God is in not only our hardship, but those times where we lift up our voice for others because we know that we aren't done yet. And so in this time and space, let's make room. Let's loosen our grip enough that there might be room for the Holy Spirit to move, and let's be gentle with one another enough to know that we are all in this together, being gracious and kind with one another, extending a little bit more grace, knowing that we serve one God, one Lord, and we are connected in unity through one baptism, and it's because of that that we can boldly make a commitment to God and one another, that we are going to allow God into everything of our lives. And so in just a moment, I'm gonna pause. And if you have never made some kind of commitment like that, where you're just gonna say, God, for this summer, for this season, I'm gonna try and let you a little bit more into those places of my life because you have never been there before. I am like the person who picked up the feather on the trail, and that is all I know about you. And I want to explore getting to know you for the first time. Or maybe you're someone who has been squeezing so hard, trying to control all of it, living a white knuckle life, and you're just tired. And you want to loosen that grip a little bit in this season of experimentation, in this season of the summer, of letting God into those places where you may have squeezed out the possibility of the Spirit. And make room for God. And maybe finding God for the first time again. And perhaps you're somebody who needs to help others find that space and be a mentor and a spiritual parent or grandparent to those who are on this journey. Whatever that might be, I would ask that you prayerfully consider to make that commitment as we journey this summer and see how God is in everything. And so would you pray with me? God of grace, I give you thanks for the way in which you call us. Call us to let you run wild in all of our lives, for you have created us and knit us together. You know our most inward parts. And so God, allow us right now to make a commitment, maybe for the first time, maybe for a recommitment of letting you have a little bit more space in our lives. Or maybe making a commitment to help others and in turn, helping ourselves see you more fully. God, no matter our commitment that is made today, allow us to be a community that fans the flame, that experiments and dances wildly with every small victory, becoming less of ourselves and more of you so that we can encounter your Holy Spirit and you in every part of our being. God of grace, allow us those new eyes to see your fullness and not settle for the residue of where you have once been, but fully embracing that newness that it is of experimenting and knowing you more fully. God of grace, we pray this in your Son's name, who taught us what it was to be fully present with you each and every day. Amen.